As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's definitely a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Friday, and boy, am I glad it's Friday, April the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions, even though we kind of get a little light on solutions some days, and some days a little light on the news, but we always got plenty of those facts to deal with. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014, and please don't wait till the last 2 minutes of the broadcast to call. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas. Yes, I decided I'd put it back out again. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Please don't send any viruses or worms or root kits or any of that other garbage. Just a nice little email, you know, say, hey, well, thanks. Appreciate the broadcast. Could you answer this question for me? You don't have to throw in 35 or 40 links. I'm really quite busy. But anyway, just if you'd like to send me an email, certainly do so. bvlhost@centurytel.net and bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Out of Exeter, small town America, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Minnesota is going to be in our news today. And thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. That contact information and so much more available on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage, including the show archives page for Become Vocal Local, where you can click on that and voila, open up an entire year's worth of broadcasting. Just go back and enjoy. Listen. Don't feel as though you have to get every little thing that falls out of my mouth on the first get-go. I certainly probably took several times around to figure it out myself. So go back and listen to the archives. That's what they're there for. They're for your use. And anyway, precious metals this morning, equities, crude oil increase on the U.S. dollar decline. We'll talk about that briefly. The global economic disorder continues. Ponzi Petter pounded by peddling pain. Well, we'll get into that story as well. The history of law, property readings and law. We're going to go into a little bit of John Locke today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's get that market report for Friday, April the 9th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, we find gold trading up $4.70. Now above $1,150 again, trading at $1,155.90. And yeah, I like that. Silver, equally cheerful today. Everybody's got a big happy face on it. Silver bumps up 22 cents, trading at $18.28. Can we get back to 19, please? Come on, baby. I feel like a crapshoot. And it is largely a big Ponzi scheme. You know it's a rigged game. Anyway, platinum moves up $2 at $17.15, and palladium moves up $6 at $508 a troy ounce. We'll be right back.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 9th, 2010. You could say 2010, Will. That's what you've been saying. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Wearing a happy face today. As gold is up, $4.70 an ounce as of an hour ago out of New York City, trading at $1,155.90 an ounce, and boy, I like that. Like to see about $2,000. It'd be nice to say, good morning, everyone. Gold is now topping $2,000. Wouldn't that be? Anyway, silver up 22 cents. At $18.28 a troy ounce for those beautiful bullion silver coins. Platinum, big winner here. Platinum, up $2 more, trading at $1,715 an ounce. That's right, for an ounce of platinum, $1,715. Palladium moves up $6, trades at $508 an ounce. That's not too shabby either. They talk about that as being a catalytic converter metal, but it's catalytically converting a whole bunch of specious Federal Reserve notes into something better than that for me. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,150.10 an ounce for a low. $1,159.30 for a high. We got a $9 spread in there. But at $1,155.90, your gold is up year to year, $276.50 an ounce for a 30.45% return on your investment. The London Bullion Market Association, they should all be sitting in a little pot of hot water, and they still are, actually. The LBMA, the London Gold Fix, the boys in London this morning set the price at $1,156. We're trading right on top of that now. Big news here in the morning. The SPDR Gold Shares, the spider on the web, GLD, on the stock exchanges. The SPDR Gold Shares bumped up their holdings, ostensibly. In gold, they moved up to 1,140.43 tons of gold, valued on the State Street as they are, $42.09 billion, but they added 9.73 tons overnight. They'd like to buy 9.73 tons of gold. I think the real question is did they take delivery on 9.73 tons of gold? If you buy gold, make sure you have it physical possession. That's the way to go. You like to have it in your hand, not a piece of paper. Not evidence of wealth, real wealth. You want it in your hand, and that's the place to put it. And then find some place convenient in the rafters or somewhere else to stash it. Then you can get after it immediately if you need it. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 30 yesterday at 10,927 for whatever that's worth. The NASDAQ up 6 at 2437, and the S&P closed up 4 at 1,186. This morning, crude oil, to our own hurt and dismay, bumps up another 53 cents a gallon or a barrel, trades at $85.92 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index moves down a fuzzy bit, down 0.03 or 3 basis points, trades at 81.46. In the Forex, the foreign exchange market, if you're exporting a bunch of silk thongs from Victoria's Secret to Britain this morning, you'd want to know about these various foreign exchange rates because you'd have to exchange your dollars into the foreign currencies to do business there. But anyway, the Canadian loonie this morning, the Canadian loonie at parity with the U.S. dollar. You want to trade, you can trade straight across this morning. One loonie for one Federal Reserve note. Hard to say if there was any kind of an exchange made there, but the Mexican peso moves up 0.06 or 6 basis points, and trading on the bright side of 8 cents, it's 8 cents. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop, as I like to say. There's a few P's for you. The euro moves up 16 basis points, trades at $1.34 U.S. The British pound up 47 basis points at $1.54. The Swiss franc moves down 7 basis points and trades at 93 cents U.S. So for all of those of you that are world citizens and global travelers, there you go. The bond market this morning, two-year bond still high. 1.08% for that bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 10-year is at 3.90. The 30-year yields out at 4.75%. In the mortgage market, the 15-year mortgage moves up from a month ago from 4.37 to 4.48%. The 30-year mortgages are moving up as well, moving up from 5.03% a month ago to 5.23%. Watch the price of those mortgages continue to escalate. Well, lots of news out there. Locally, however, before we go into the global news basket, locally, the voters here in southwest Missouri went to the polls last Tuesday and cast their votes for city council members, school board members, road commissioners, and so on. Let's give you some of the scores here just to put this on the map one time. For Exeter, the R6, that would be a school district, incumbent Melvin Lacey got 107 votes and Eric O'Neill got 95 votes, beating Tracy Cole, who got 36 votes, and Lisa Newman, who got 40 votes. And you do nothing, right? Oh, we can't make a difference. We can't get involved. We can't be involved in this system. You can't win elections. Melvin Lacey gets 107 votes. Eric O'Neill gets 95 votes, and they sit on the school board, and they dictate policy and procedure and curriculum for your children. Amazing. At Purdy, six candidates tried to fill two available seats. Incumbent Tracy Tate got 139 votes, and she was reelected with 28.6% of the votes. And Ed Marith got 158 votes, filling the other available seat with 32.58% of the votes. And then it drops down a little bit more. Let's go into a different one here. The Corsicana Road Commission went to Lance Keeler by an unopposed write-in. Unopposed write-in. You just write your name on the ballot, folks, and you're in. The Crane Creek Road Commissioner went to Harold Seal with 20 votes, defeating Ron French, who got 10 votes. Mineral Springs Road Commissioner went to Gene Berry. He picked up 39 votes, defeating Wayne Bickford, who got 19 votes. It just goes on and on like that. But you can't make a difference where you are. But you can't get involved, right? You'd just as soon sit back and do nothing, right? You can't even find 19 people to vote for you? My. Went over to the Berry Electric's Cooperative 63rd Annual Meeting yesterday. The usual cast of characters were present. Pretty large turnout. But it was rather interesting. Rather interesting, of course. We've been talking a little bit about Robert's Rules of Order, and of course, they just followed it. They followed it absolutely and precisely, in, out, no discussion, and done. We'll talk about it right after these words from our sponsors.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's G-A-D-S-D-E-N-Tees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, returning once again and contemplating the use of Robert's Rules of Order in deliberative assemblies and public meetings, and certainly that happened yesterday at the 63rd annual meeting of the Barry Electric Cooperative here in sunny Cassville, Missouri. In attendance, quite an audience, quite a filled up room, large place. They were held in the Family Life Center of the local Baptist Church. What a place, what a building. Of course, Family Life to them means basketball courts. You know, it's that ongoing love affair with our balls. Anyway, they gave out a copy of the minutes for approval from last year's annual meeting, and funny enough, curiously enough, they're almost identical twins, right down to the names of the men and the thing that were done. From the notes that I took yesterday, which I could easily type up into a set of minutes. But if you have never looked into Robert's Rules of Order, I always encourage you to do so. But the meeting basically follows an outline that you can find in Robert's Rules of Order, by the way, how to organize a meeting and hold it. And they did. And it was done perfect. It was done professionally. It was done very well, very well. And one of the speakers, of course, I'll just go through it a little bit. This is from last year, and it's virtually a cookie cutter of this year. There he started out the meeting with an invocation. An invocation. Now, you don't get that most places in America anymore. You know, people don't pray anymore in this country, but around here in the Bible Belt, as they say, they do pray, and so they began that way. Then retired Gunnery Sergeant Jimmy Stevens led the Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, I'm really troubled about that One Nation Indivisible Jeremy Bentham slime that has been slipped into there, and it has spoiled the pledge for me forever. So I remained silent during the pledge, but I certainly had my eyes on the stars and bars. And the bars and the stars. Anyway, continuing, then they go in and they have drawings held for prizes. Now, I bring this out to you. If you want to get people to turn out, offer something for free. If it's not food, let it be cheap Chinese plastic wrap, brand new in a box from Walmart or some other place. And they did. So they had door prizes and they gave away some pretty nice prizes, really. It would have been nice, you know, maybe to win one of those. But everyone was there. Of course, the county commissioner, Terry Warren, the gentleman that I'm going to be opposed on the ballot for the county committee man seat here in Exeter, he got the top prize right off the bat. I don't imagine there was any sleight of hand there. No, he's probably just lucky. It'll be hard to beat him, probably. He's probably been lucky like that all his whole life. Buys a lottery ticket and nails it every time. I don't know. Don't know him personally. Just have seen him around. Anyway, he takes a prize, keeps his name in front of the people. And then they go through the rest of those. And then they had the Glory Bound Quartet. And I think it was the same group that was singing yesterday. Actually, quite talented musicians, quite talented singers. And they sang five gospel tunes. You're not going to get that in Cleveland. And then they went on through the rest of it, introduced all the special guests, the board of directors. You know how all that goes. And then they go through the process of verifying that they have a quorum and so on. And then a motion to accept the unapproved minutes as distributed. That does happen every time. And then they go through and they discuss the bylaw changes that they had. They did a treasurer's report, of course. All of this follows right out of Robert's Rules of Order. But then they had a gentleman. His name was Chris. And didn't catch his last name. I'd probably pull it off the web. From Camo Power, C-A-M-O, I believe it is. Maybe K-O, K-A-M-O. Oklahoma and Missouri Power, a guy named Chris, he was a CEO and the power provider to us. And he basically had a program, a talk, if you will, where he laid out the difference between handy versus necessary, those things in life that are handy and those things in life that are necessary. Of course, here on the broadcast, I've made numerous attempts to try and draw to your mind the difference between wants and needs. I think that's a more correct way of saying it. Handy versus necessary, things that are handy in life versus things that are necessary. I like to think of it as the things that we need in life versus the things that we want in life. But basically, his talk was very similar to the ones that I've given here on the past. But then he got into talking about interesting things like fiber optic cable being laid all over Missouri. And he's going in and talking about the various regulations. They have a $110 million project to put in 110 miles of new wire a transmission system. But you can look at that. It's $1 million a mile. And he says 90% of the expense of that improvement, that extension, 90% of the expense is expended dealing with all of the various bureaucracies. If you can imagine that. And then he also made the comment that we used to mine our own coal here in Missouri, but we no longer do that. He talked about the environmental coals, or excuse me, the environmental controls that are being placed on all of these agencies. Well, prior to the beginning of the meeting, I stopped at one of the tables. They're the only table that they had. And I was talking with this fellow that he has a take control and save program going on. And this is all about reducing energy with use with Energy Star products. Now, I'm looking over here at my monitor screen. I have a Dell computer monitor and a Dell computer. And when it logs on, when it boots up in the morning, it has an Energy Star symbol in the top right corner. So I guess it's one of these Energy Star products. But for those of you that remember our discussion of H.R. 2454, I believe it was the clean energy, clean air and what is it? Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, also known as cap and trade. We went through that process and we found that there was just an absolute boatload of other things besides carbon dioxide mentioned in this piece of legislation. And so even though this Berry County Electric Cooperative has gone out and championed and they collected mail-in cards again to send to the Congress horse, they collected their cards again yesterday, so they're going to continue to press on all of this. Yet at the same time, they turn around and they support 90% of the stuff that's in that legislation. So I talked to the fellow there and I wanted to know, why is it that they don't just go after the legislation? Why is it that they want to be special interest? Why is it that they're willing to, if they can get a little bit of relief on their issue, then they'll go along with the others? Why is it that we have to go get involved with this smart grid? Why don't they just reject the whole thing out of hand? I asked them, why didn't they team up with the coal miners? Why don't they team up with the steel industry? Get all of those unions involved with this co-op? I think the whole thing is pretty socialist to me. But anyway, why don't they get involved in that on that level and actually make a difference and bring this thing to an end? You're going to talk about all of the crying and moaning and peeing and complaining about $1 million a mile for transmission lines being erected here in the state, where 90% of that, where $900,000 per mile is spent dealing with government bureaucrats. Would that $100 million be more effective, turned around and taken straight at the beast? I think it would be. Just set aside the extension of the power lines once and go after the disease. Quit crying and complaining about the extensive cost. Well, the bottom line is, folks, is that he was trying to tell us that our electric rates are going up, and they're going up probably next year. So you might hear the same song and dance from your electrical providers where you are sometime in the next 12 months. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so you can understand that the real reason of this particular meeting, the 63rd annual meeting for the Barry Electric Cooperative, you may have something similar in your area. The real reason here was to elect the three directors of the cooperative that were elected for 3-year terms. And approve certain bylaw changes in regards to redistricting boundaries and things like that. But, as I've reported to you from on a previous broadcast, I attended the district meeting, the local district meeting, one that my domicile is within bounds. And I was surprised because I got there in time for the meeting. And at 7 o'clock when the meeting was supposed to start, there was only like 4 of us in the room. And so I watched as these insiders got on the telephone and called many of the same faces that were in the room yesterday to hurry up, come on out, get in the car and come. If it hadn't been for cell phones, they would not have been able to hold that meeting. They did not convene the meeting at 7 o'clock, as they said yesterday at the district meeting. That meeting wasn't started until about 7:30 or thereabouts, maybe 7:45 when they had their quorum. But they had to call people in to get a quorum. They only needed, about 10 people. But there are only a couple of people that showed up. Now, yesterday, to avoid that kind of embarrassment, and obviously it is traditional with them, they give away door prizes. If you just will come, you got a chance to win. But it didn't stop there. In order for them to have a legal, lawful, and orderly meeting like this, according to their own bylaws, this is a corporation, by the way, in order for them to have accomplished the business mission here, which was to elect the three directors of the cooperative and approve bylaw changes, they had to have a quorum in the room. They needed to have a certain number of living bodies. They needed to have people that could actually fog a mirror. And so how did they do that? Well, they built this way. They had this huge front page overleaf, a cover on their Missouri that they mail out, the Rural Missouri. It's a magazine, kind of, it's a tabloid-sized newspaper. But they have an overlay on that, a wrapper, as they call it, I think. And so that talked about all of, you know, they went over all the things, all the business aspects, but they also mentioned in there that if you would attend the meeting, that you'd get a $10 gift certificate or $10 certificate of credit off of your electric bill. Now, I just ask you, you know, the door prize is a door prize. But giving everybody virtually a $10 bill for coming, isn't that tantamount to buying the vote? I think so. So everybody that was there, including myself, I'm holding a little coupon right here. This is what was given to me, a $10 certificate of credit, Barry Electric Cooperative Annual Meeting, April the 8th, 2010. Certificate must be signed and included with the payment. This is a negotiable instrument. Signed and included with the payment of your electric bill, 10 and 00100s, $10 if applied on your electric bill before May the 31st of 2010, not valid after May the 31st of 2010. Sign here. So it's a negotiable instrument. We're bribed. Let's talk about bribes. Peter Petter picked a peck of pickled fraud, and his Ponzi scheme got nailed. Petter's group founder gets 50-year term for a $3.5 billion fraud. This off Bloomberg News, Bob Van Voorhis and Beth Hawkins writing, April the 9th. Petter's Group Worldwide LLC founder, LLC, that's a limited liability corporation. We talked about corporations. We could go in and look at how LLCs work and why they're used. But Petter's Group Worldwide LLC founder Thomas Petters was convicted of orchestrating a $3.5 billion fraud scheme and was sentenced to 50 years in prison. Yahoo! Boy, I just can hardly wait to see Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and Lawrence Summers and Timmy Geithner and Barry the Usurper's name here and Jorge Bush at the Shrub and Snow and all of the rest of these guys, you know. Rummy and the whole cast of characters. I'd love to wake up one morning and see this kind of an article for all of the fraudulent perpetrators that are out there. Petters, 52, was found guilty in December of 20 counts in what prosecutors said was the biggest fraud in Minnesota's history. Isn't it a shame to put Minnesota on the map for something like this? Well, prosecutors said he used his Petters Company LLC or Petters Company Inc. to lure investors for fake deals to buy shipments of consumer goods and then use the money to support his lavish lifestyle. This was a massive fraud. There are victims who have been devastated here. U.S. District Judge Richard Kyle in St. Paul said yesterday at Petter's sentencing hearing, there's nothing wrong with having three houses and airplanes and all of that so long as it's your money, he said, close quote. Petters ran a Minnetonka, Minnesota-based business empire that bought companies including Sun Country Airlines, Inc. Saw another article on Bloomberg this morning, a comment along those lines that a friend had told another friend that if you want to become a millionaire, first become a billionaire and then buy an airline. Anyway, Petters ran a Minnetonka, Minnesota-based business empire that bought companies including Sun Country Airlines, Inc. and Polaroid Corporation until federal agents raided his home and offices on September the 24th of 2008. Petters was found guilty by a federal jury in St. Paul of all charges filed against him, including money laundering and conspiracy. Is there anybody in Congress that would be able to withstand that scrutiny? I will work, here's his quote, I will work the balance of my life, free or in prison, to repay what was lost, close quote, Petters told Kyle before learning of his sentence. Quote, every day I'm filled with pain and anguish for all whose lives were affected by this. You can get your tissues at the door on your way out. Wipe your eyes, children. Didn't react. Petters, who sat with his head down, chin resting on his hand, didn't react when Kyle announced the 50-year sentence. Members of Petters' family broke down in sobs outside the courtroom afterwards. And they used to talk about working a corruption of blood. All the members of the family going to jail with the perp, losing everything that they have. I don't know how that's going to work out. With time off for time already served and for good behavior, Petters may be released after 41 years. He's 52 years old. He'd be 93 years old. This is a life sentence, Kyle said. At Petters' request, Kyle said he will recommend that he serve his sentence in Minnesota. Petters, who testified in his own defense, claimed that the fraud at PCI was committed by former Vice President Deanna Coleman and former Chief Financial Officer Robert White. Without his knowledge, Coleman and White, who pleaded guilty in the case, testified at Petters' trial that they helped carry out the fraud under his direction. Four other prosecution witnesses in the case also pleaded guilty at the sentencing yesterday. Kyle, who presided over the trial, said that Petters' testimony didn't pass the smell test. Well, there you go. The guy's going to be rotten in jail, right where that rotten cretin belongs. Here's another interesting piece of news off of Bloomberg this morning. Thai protesters, we talked about these abyss the other day, Thai protesters battle tear gas and restore TV signal, update 2. This written by, and you're just going to have to stay with me on this one, folks, Sutani Yuvajadawana and Daniel Tenkate. April 9th, Bloomberg, New News. Thai authorities restored the signal of an anti-government satellite television station. An anti-government television satellite station. I wonder where our station would be uplinked to. I wonder if they would call it an anti-government satellite television station after tear gas and water cannons failed to thwart protesters, defying an emergency decree in a month-long push for a fresh election. About a dozen protesters, you ought to see the photograph here. This is all red flags and red shirts. These people are card-carrying commies. The whole bunch of them. Red shirts, red banners, red flags all over this whole street here. Just absolutely loaded up. Hard to get any empathy going for this group this morning. About a dozen protesters were injured when they pushed past security forces into the compound of Thaicom PCL, the satellite monopoly that transmits the station's signal, after authorities censored it for inciting hatred. The government later agreed to allow the station to resume broadcasting. We're concerned about any clashes, government spokesman Panaton Watanayagorn told Channel 3 television station, quote, we continue to do our job. It may not satisfy everyone, but we will try to bring peace back to the country. The group's successful bid to regain their media mouthpiece may prompt Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjajeeva, it must be some new diet fad, to authorize tougher measures to end a month of rallies demanding his resignation. To date, he's dismissed calls to use force to break up the protest, arguing it may intensify the conflict and spark more violence. Well, there's that article. We'll be back. Stay with us. More to come.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And just a tiny bit more out of this Thai protester battling gas and other things over there. This is rather unusual. Of course, this is a Bloomberg article, so it could be expected. But in the middle of this article, there's a paragraph inserted with a caption. It says, buying opportunity. Thailand's benchmark SET index gained 0.7%, pairing losses after yesterday's 3.5% slide. Shares of Thaicom, partly owned by Singapore's Temasek Holdings PTE, advanced 0.9% after dropping 4.4% yesterday. And then they go right back in to the story. They go, some investors may see this as a great buying opportunity to accumulate cheap stocks, said Jitra Amornthum, head of research at Financia Sura Securities PCL. Thailand's overall economy remains very strong. The government goes right back into the protest article. Why would they throw that into that article? I mean, do we actually, folks, and I'm not going to have to ask it as a question, we actually do have people out there that make money on the pain and the suffering and the anguish of anyone. They look for every possible opportunity to make a buck. They'll turn a dollar, they'll take the pennies off a dead man's eyes. That's why I like to look at this Bloomberg website every morning. Looking right into the belly of the beast, right into New York City, Mayor Bloomberg. Anyway, that's why I give you the Bloomberg news, the Bloomberg spin on a regular basis. Here's a little bit more from the article. The government shut down the protest group's People's Channel.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, between the red flags, the red shirts, and People Channel Television, you got to know what was going on. But the People Channel Television and website, after Abhist issued the emergency order, the second time he's done so in the past year, they had broadcast live video and audio of speeches by leaders of the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. The United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. You know that democracy is code for socialism. So one would have to really study out this Thailand dictatorship to see how egregious that is. Neither one. You know, here we go again. Here we go again. These are the political party models. We talk about, I compare it with pills, like meds out of the medicine cabinet. If one pill, a dictatorship, makes you sick, and two pills, an established two-party political system that we have here in America, is no better, then 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 or 128 other parties is not going to be of any value either. But here we have the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. So they want to replace a dictatorship, and who knows what style he is, fascist or whatever. They want to replace a dictatorship with a socialist front group here, the United Front for Democracy. Well, the blocking of People Channel and other websites is aimed at stopping the spread of false information that triggers hatred against the government, Abhist said in a televised address last night. This government has no plan to go to war against these protesters. But again, hatred. Hatred. Oh, hate mongers, right? Well, here's another hate monger. Let's talk about this. Netanyahu, well, that's the way I call him. Netanyahu cancels a trip to the U.S. for a nuclear summit. This is kind of important news here by Khalif Ben David and Nicholas Johnston. Have you noticed, folks, the articles that come up off of Bloomberg? It's always co-written. There's two writers. We're always holding hands in the world these days. No one can be an author. No one can be a writer. It's always a community project. It's always a team thing. Khalif Ben David and Nicholas Johnston, writing for Bloomberg, April 9th, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a planned trip to attend a nuclear summit in the U.S. next week, an Obama administration spokesman said. Benjamin Netanyahu cancels a plan to attend a nuclear summit. You know, they just don't like that. They don't like talking about how many nuclear weapons they have. They really don't like that. We'll need to kill John Kennedy. Shut him up. Get him to back off so that they can continue to expand their nuclear armament program. Dan Meridor, Minister of Intelligence and Atomic Energy, will replace Netanyahu at the conference, said Mike Hammer, a spokesman for Barry the Usurper's National Security Council. He's on the Usurper's on the United Nations Security Council. The U.S. officials' statement didn't give a reason for the cancellation. Israel, ISIS, RONL, is a close ally, and we look forward to continuing to work closely on issues related to nuclear security, Hammer said. Of course, that's the security provided to Israel to ensure that they're able to continue to expand unfettered their nuclear arsenal. Netanyahu decided not to attend the summit when it became apparent that it was going to be used as a vehicle by some countries to attack Israel for not being a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. An Israeli government said, official said, in a phone interview, there, Netanyahu was going to stay home, enjoy his matzo meals, to avoid being attacked for not being a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Perhaps this conference should be suspended until such time that they do become a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Perhaps we should focus our attention on Israel and leave Iran alone. An Israeli government official. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied that it has nuclear weapons.
It's neither confirmed nor denied that it has. This is the year 2010, my friends. Plausible deniability. Tell a big lie often enough and people will believe it. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied that it has nuclear weapons. And people still buy it? In 1986, an Israel nuclear plant technician was imprisoned for telling a UK newspaper that Israel had at least 100 nuclear warheads. That was in 1986. And in 2006, then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert included Israel on a list of countries with nuclear weapons during a television interview. Non-proliferation? The usurper is hosting representatives from more than 40 countries in Washington next week to discuss nuclear proliferation after signing a treaty with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to cut the nuclear arsenals of both countries. So we continue to cut ours down and cut ours down and cut ours down, ostensibly, the word that's put out on the street in this public pablum they call the news, while Israel continues to build theirs up. This is a summit focused on addressing the security of nuclear materials and geared toward having the participants take practical measures to ensure that terrorists cannot get access to those materials. Who are the chief terrorists on the planet, if not the Mossad? MI6, MI5, the CIA, chief terrorists on the planet. In every international nuclear forum, Egypt and the Arab League line up to shift the focus to Israel's ambiguous nuclear deterrent. In every international nuclear forum, Egypt and the Arab League nations, I guess, line up to shift the focus to Israel's ambiguous and nuclear deterrent. And why wouldn't they? Sitting as they are, virtually a Scud missile away from annihilation. Yep. Okay, ties between the U.S. and Israel have been strained after Israel announced a plan to build 1,600 homes in East Jerusalem. You know, when I read that article, the first break of that article, they said we're talking about 20 apartments. They weren't saying 20 apartment buildings, and they weren't saying 1,600 homes. This story just keeps getting bigger and bigger. How big of a subdivision do these guys want to build, anyway? How big of an apartment complex do they have in mind? An area captured by Israel in 1967, Middle East War, and claimed by the Palestinians as the capital of a future state. The decision was announced during Vice President Joe Biden's March 9th visit to Israel and prompted a rare public criticism of Israel by Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Well, that's how that goes. We'll come back with something a little more interesting on the other side. Lots of news out there on the Newswire today. I'm sure our news hounds will find it all and report it later. Stay tuned.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 9th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, doing everything we can to come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, workable solutions for each and every day. In the first hour, covered some local news and some national news. Lots of new news, always looking for that new news every morning. Trying to find news that's pertinent to what we're discussing, however, in each broadcast, as there is just absolutely so much news to cover. But I do have an ulterior motive. I do have this idea that this is an internet homeschool classroom for the politically minded people out there. And I really hope that we'll have plenty of politically minded people out there in so much as this and as every year is an election year. There are things that we can do and there are things that we must do, and sitting on our thumbs doing nothing is not the answer. And so I listened to the archives of yesterday's broadcast and I realized that, I understand. I got an email, rather dry material presented yesterday, and they're right. It is rather dry. You go into A.V. Dicey, the lectures on the relation between law and public opinion in England during the 19th century, and Law, Liberty, and Parliament, selected essays and writings of Sir Edward Coke, and yes, it is a little bit dry. So I will do my very best, audience, to try and find more cheerful and perky and easier to understand material. But not everything in life is easy. And sometimes some of the more difficult questions are a bit challenging. That's why they call them difficult questions, the tough topics. They are a little bit more challenging. They require the firing and synapsing of your brain cells. They require a little bit of thought and planning. Certainly in spoon-fed America, unfortunately today, though, we've got to really dig deep and strive. But over the last year on this network, and the last 2 years almost, since I've been back on the air again with Become Vocal Local, what I've been trying to do is to gradually focus our attention on greater issues, on bigger things, bringing out writings from people often long time dead. Can't exactly call up Sir Edward Coke and ask him if he'd be willing to do an interview. It's really tough to get A.V. Dicey to come out of the grave and come join us on air. And so rather than focusing most of my attention, which could be done easily enough, on interviews, we go into the authors that influenced and have shaped what became the 20 and the 21st centuries. So we're going to do that also in today's broadcast. I'm going to go into, I had one of our listeners, I'll just say James, brought to my attention second treatise, Locke's second treatise on civil government. And I went up on the internet and I found a bookseller that had the both first and second of these treatises of government. And I'm glad that I did. And for a small pittance, I was able to get a hardbound copy. I laid this out a little bit for you yesterday in my library, and I have just been zooming through it. Very interesting reading, and I'm going to share a little bit with you out of it. so that we can understand why many feel that John Locke was so instrumental and important to our founders when they sat down to write conventions and on thinking on things politic. And it's interesting. It's interesting reading. These two treatises that are found in this particular book, this is Every Man's Library, an Every Man's Library edition of John Locke of Civil Government. This particular edition has is acclaimed, if you will, insofar as it is said to be one of the better, not translations because he was writing in English, but one of the better editions. Well, we'll be right back to pick it up after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again, and I'm going to refer now to this new little addition to my library. And I thank our listener for recommending that I acquire the writings of John Locke. I'm, you know, sad to say that I've got a whole bunch of essays and excerpts in various books, and certainly there's no end to the quotations. But in my own library, I just never come across in any of my research. I'd never come across this, you know, and so nevertheless, I'm adding it in. I'm always willing to look at more material, and certainly John Locke is important enough to warrant it. There was, however, a wide divergence in the, at least at Alibri Books and other places that I looked, a wide divergence in the books, these editions that are out there. and some of them are dreadfully pricey. Dreadfully pricey. I don't know what has been added and what has been deleted, but I can't imagine wanting to spend hundreds of dollars for John Locke's works on this little Everyman's Library book here. Seems to have them pretty well covered, and this a relatively credible edition. But again, it's published, and unfortunately, because it's done in newsprint, virtually, it's like a paperback paper quality, very relatively low grade. That helps to keep it inexpensive, but at the same time, it makes it more difficult to use for me because I am an absolute inveterate, habitual underliner, highlighter, margin writer, and post-it noter. My books are reduced down to basically working tomes rather than library or display shelf type stuff, but this little book is on the order of display shelf quality, and I'm reticent to get in there and start marking it all up. So I may have to look for another copy, something a little bit more knocked up so that I can feel comfortable just marking the heck out of it and going for it. But this one, again, was published in London by J.M. Denton Sons Limited, New York, E.P. and Dutton Incorporated, was printed in Canada and put out. It's Everyman's Library, edited by Ernest Rise, Philosophy of Civil Government, two treatises by John Locke with an introduction by a professor W.F. Carpenter. And they say here in the first flyleaf here, John Locke, born in 1632, educated at Winchester and Christ Church, Oxford, lecturer in Greek and rhetoric at Oxford from 1660 to 1662, physician to the first Earl of Shaftesbury. Got to look into him, folks. 1667. He lived in France and later in Holland from 1685 to 1689. He was the Commissioner of Appeals from 1689 until his death in 1704. And so we find him fully 70 years before the Revolution writing this material, and well before that, indeed. So then it continues, just kind of turning over here carefully, looking at these various pages, trying to find the page here that shows when it was published and printed. Where did they put it anyway? Should be right here. Well, my goodness. Printed and bound. Here it is. All rights reserved. J.M. Denton Sons Limited. The Aldine House, Bedford, St. London. Bedford Street, London. First published in this edition in 1924 and last reprinted in 1947. I assume I'm holding a 1947 issue copy here in front of me. But this introduction is by William S. Carpenter, who is a Princeton. He was a professor here at Princeton University in 1924. And in the introduction, they then continue with a list of the works of John Locke, and it's a lengthy list. There's lots of material, lots of places to go on and see more about John Locke here. But I'll just share a little bit with you out of the introduction, and then we'll go into some of Locke's writings himself. Introduction. Sir Frederick Pollock has said that Locke's second treatise of government is, quote, probably the most important contribution ever made to English constitutional law by an author who was not a lawyer by profession. So we're not reading the words of a lawyer here, which is a blessing. Its influence in England at the close of the 17th century was immense. And the principles of the American Revolution were in large part an acknowledged adoption of the ideas it contained. But it has become one of the political classics taken for granted rather than read. And I'm guilty of that myself, taking it for granted that Locke wrote, but not Locke read. In fact, Locke's political doctrine has been overshadowed in the minds of educated readers by his other philosophic ideas. The second treatise of government is less well known than the essay concerning human understanding and the letters on toleration. This is unfortunate. Locke grasped the idea that political power exists and is exercised only for the public good. Salus populi suprema lex esto, the motto of the state of Missouri in Latin. Salus population, the wheel or the wealth of the people.
is the supreme law. Salus populi, suprema lex esto, the supreme law of the state, although est, E-S-T, and esto remain a bit of a mystery to me. I'm still trying to determine that. You know, when you go back into these dead languages like Latin, you have to find other references that were used by other writers that have been copiously translated and try and discern the meanings of the Latin words. Hard to do, not easily done. Salus populi suprema lex esto has been mistranslated by many, including people at the highest levels in the state, I think. Anyhow, Locke grasped the idea that political power exists and is exercised only for the public good. The basis of government is consent. So when you do nothing, as we say, your silence is implied consent. It's your assent. When you remain quiet, all of the people that attended this 63rd annual meeting of the Barry Electric Cooperative remained silent. It's so hard for me to be quiet in a public gathering like that. I just sat there waiting. Is anyone going to say anything? Is anyone going to ask about the smart meters that have been now set out all across this county? Is anyone going to say anything about the cap and trade? Anyone going to say anything? No one said anything. Their silence was bought with door prizes and a $10 reduction on their bill, apparently. I don't know. Hard to figure that one out. But continuing, Locke grasped the idea that political power exists and is exercised only for the public good. The basis of government is consent, and the powers which are wielded by princes and rulers in them, not by any absolute right founded on grant, covenant, or otherwise, but on conditions in the nature of a trust. And we've got some very interesting material that has been sent to me by other of our listeners, The Legacy, Part 1. It's a very interesting, the legal construction of the Constitution, laws of the time, language of the time, preamble as an express trust instrument, property and its transfers to body politic. This was put out, you can visit their website, www.the-legacy.info, and find out more about that. But a trust relationship. We'll be right back.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And for the benefit of all those out there that are listening this morning on terrestrial radio, our call-in number in Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, is 512-904-8014. Again, it's 512-904-8014. And you're certainly welcome to call in internationally, around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Again, 866-841-1065. If you are listening on terrestrial radio, or if you don't want to go through the bother of putting it together for yourself, if you'd like to have a copy of all of the Become Vocal Local broadcasts done in 2009, it can be had very easily. If you can find anybody that has an email system running and operative, if you have your pen and your paper handy, it's show.archive@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com. show.archive@gmail.com, and just ask for a copy of the, I'd say it comes to you in an MP3 files on a DVD disc, so that you have an entire year's worth of broadcasts at your fingertips at any time. You can go back and listen to the archives, put it in your players and your automobile if you have such things. I don't know how all that works. I'm pretty much techie challenged most of the time. But that's an easy way to get it. And if you know somebody that, if you listen to this broadcast, you know somebody that's not on the internet and you'd like to share it with them, I believe those are available at $10 a pop. You're not going to find archives that inexpensive on a disc anywhere that I'm aware of. So they're available to you. Take advantage of that as well. Back to the text. We're looking at John Locke. And this, an introduction by William S. Carpenter, a Princeton University professor, written back in 1924, an introduction to this fine little hardbound book, where we find these words again: the basis of government, according to Locke, is consent, and the powers which are wielded by princes and rulers inhere in them, not by any absolute right founded on grant, covenant, or otherwise, but on conditions in the nature of a trust, and under liability to forfeiture if the conditions are not fulfilled. All right? We've got a caller. Let's go live and see who we got this morning. Caller, good morning.
Hey, Fritz in Missouri.
Hey, Fritz, how are you doing?
Speaking of the devil.
Oh, I don't think so. Speaking of the archivist.
Hey. Yeah, Fritz the archivist. You know, 10 years ago I was a Grateful Dead archivist. I got thousands of hours of Grateful Dead stuff that I don't even listen to anymore. But hey, listen, I called with an update. I wanted to thank everybody. I've been, you know, overwhelming response on the archive discs. People are realizing that when their power goes out, they can still listen to this stuff on their battery operated computers. Now, as far as playing these back, I heard you had some questions. Some modern equipment, including cars, will play a data disc with MP3s on it.
Cool.
But there's no guarantee. It just depends upon the model you have. Also, some DVD players will play it. But all computers will play it. And some boomboxes will play it. But, it, you know, in any event, you can put it in your computer if you have one, and you can make music discs out of the MP3s and then play them in your car or your boombox and so on and so forth.
Okay.
But the idea was to get as many shows. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think that's great because, you know, there are people out there, I know myself personally, at the smoke shop that I go to, the clerk has been aware of me and what I'm trying to accomplish for years, and they're just like everybody else, you know, just as short on money as anyone. And so I was able to give them one of their discs. They took it to a friend. They're downloading them onto things that they can play on a what do they call it, like a Walkman deal. And so she can listen to my broadcasts while she operates the smoke shop. So this is just a great way of getting the message out to those people who may not be online. And certainly if you are online, it's a way to save, free up the space on your hard drive and have a whole year's worth of broadcasts at your fingertips.
That's right. Now here's the bonus update. I've been getting so many responses, and because a whole year's worth of archives still leaves me a gigabyte of room on the disk, I'm now archived all the way up to March 31st. So any disks ordered from here on out will be from, you know, February of 09 to up right up until last week, March 31st, will be on the disk. That's 292-hour shows. Do the math. That's almost six. Yeah, and then, that ends up costing you about a penny and 1¾ cents per show, all right? And now you can archive. They're free. I got them for free off of Oracle's website, and it takes about 3 minutes per show to download at a common DSL speed. So if you've got, you know, 1,200 hours on your hands, go ahead and download them all yourself.
Exactly.
Otherwise, shoot me a note. And now I'm going to let you go now because I got a lot of yard work to do. It's going to be a beautiful day here in East Central Missouri. But I wanted to get back to you and let you know that I've updated the archive now. It has over a year's worth of shows, 290 shows.
Fantastic. I really appreciate it, Fritz, for putting that out for people, taking your time to do it. You know, it just means a lot to me, and it means a lot to me that you value the broadcast, too, and appreciate your listening and staying with me on it.
Well, I really do value it, and like most people, I don't absorb it all at once, and hopefully someday I'll go back and go through all those systematically and listen to them again. But, you know, they're sometimes hard to understand, but I don't think – your presentation is never dry, Will. You got a great radio voice and a great attitude on most days. You know, your presentation – so, and I sure appreciate everything you do. It's a lot harder than what I did.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much. And thanks for calling again. And yeah, folks, this is something that you can do to help people that are right where you are to get this information. It's also a way that you can take it with you by using the power of spaced repetition. If you listen to something today, by tomorrow, you'll have less than 10%. That's just the way it goes with our brains. And so I like the medium of radio. I like the medium of radio even more than I like the medium of a classroom, because students will take notes, good students will take notes, and they will get quite a bit, but they lose. They don't have the audio that they can't come back and listen again. And I started doing tape learning many, many years ago. I used to be a distributor for the Success Motivation Institute, SMI, and I first came into knowledge of them when I bought a brand new little Honda Civic. And it had a tape player in it, and I'd stop in at the car wash to get my car washed once a week. I was in business and needed to keep it clean. And they had a rack of these tapes. And so I started listening to all of these tapes, and I found it absolutely 110% times better than listening to radio, because as I drove around, every time, as they said, every time your hands are busy but your mind is free, you can be learning. Whether you're baking a cake, changing a baby's diaper, sweeping the floor, working in the garden, you can put on one of these little Walkman boombox things, carry it around with you.
and listen and learn. So rather than just letting your mind run idle and off to whatever, you can choose carefully the things that you expose your mind, your conscience to. But even more importantly, like yesterday, for instance, here we've got this huge audience at a big meeting, and no one had a thing to say. If they had this information ingrained, if they had it burned into their memories, they'd be able to have confidence to just stand up and say, "Excuse me, sir, is this the implementation of Agenda 21 or is this not? Is this the implementation of H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, or is it not?" Hard to do unless you burn it in there. So anyway, we'll be back. More to come. Stay tuned.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this introduction out of John Locke's work here of civil government from an introduction written by William S. Carver through Princeton University in 1924, where he continues and he says, In this, he stated more clearly than did his predecessors the general problem of the modern state. And we talk about the rise of statism, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable.
But this basis of government is consent, and the powers which are wielded by princes and rulers and here and them, and not by any absolute right founded on grant. That's important. Absolutists. The idea of the divine right of kings is being challenged here. This being written, of course, post the English Revolution of 1688, but looking back just 70 years after the first emergence of King James' version of the Bible. Sir Robert Filmer, he's going to get into this a little bit more as we go into this book, Sir Robert Filmer, being a divine writer, Sir Thomas Hobbes, which we've referred to from time to time, is Leviathan, also being a monarchist, are being challenged in their philosophical underpinnings, their theories of government and states, by John Locke. The purpose of Locke was to justify the English Revolution of 1688, the two treatises of government which were published in 1690, now we've got a date on it, not only confute the doctrine of absolute monarchy founded on divine right, but also envisage a political system in conformity with the innovations of the Convention Parliament. The Convention Parliament, one to look up, browse it up. Throw it into your dog pile, web ferrets, Google, or however you browse the web. Locke sought, as he said, quote, to establish the throne of our great restorer, our present King William. Of course, I think that's William of Orange there. Present King William, I'm not certain. I'll have to check before I say that. And make good his title in the consent of the people, quote, end quote. In the achievement of his object, he formulated a democracy in which government by the consent and with the goodwill of the governed is the ideal. A government by which the in which the consent and with the goodwill of the governed is the ideal. John Locke, born at Rington, a village in North, well, we don't need to go on all of that. Let's go over to here in the introduction, the last little bit, rather interesting. Yes, I want to pick up this part in right here. I ought to dump into the middle of a paragraph. Long paragraphs. You don't always write in short things when you get a little bit more scholarly material under your belt. The second treatise of government appears to be the very reverse of all of this. It is founded entirely on the two conceptions of the state of nature and the law of reason. The state of nature and the law of reason. For those of you out there that are Bible students, I'd refer you to the first chapter of John, John 1:1. Oh, my. I'll just do it from memory. If I mistake, folks, please bear with me. But in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and just in a gross paraphrase, and there was nothing made that wasn't made with the Word. Just really hacking it off the cuff. But understand this Word. What is this Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh. What is this Word? We've talked about it in the past. Reason, logos, logic. The beginning was logic or reason, and reason was God. Well, at this time, at the time of that writing, Aristotle had been around a long time, Plato had been around a long time, everyone looked back to Socrates. Socrates and Jesus are described very similarly in the Bible, someone that wasn't, you know, special to look at, so on and so forth, plain fellow, blah, blah, blah. It's hard to say who the God was, but in the beginning was the Word, logos, logic, reason. And so we're talking about the laws of nature and reason. I'll say it again. It is founded entirely on the two conceptions of the state of nature and the law of reason. And it is difficult to see how Locke could arrive at either of these conceptions from experience. They are simply figments of the mind, and as much creatures of Locke's own fancy as Plato's Republic was of his, invoking Plato and Locke and reason and natura. Go back and look at Lucretius, for instance. Also a natural law guy. Early natural law guy. Before the Epicureans. They are simply figments of the mind and as creatures of Locke's own fancy as Plato's Republic was of his. But the notion that the inalienable rights of individuals form the basis of all rightful government is fundamental to Locke's scheme. But here, from Princeton, 1924, instead of saying unalienable or unalienable rights, this author, Mr. Carpenter, writes inalienable. There is a difference. I've brought it out before. Our founders, penning the Declaration, wrote unalienable. That was not a mistake. You can go right straight to Noah Webster's 1828. Take a look at it. But an unflammable liquid is one that flat out isn't going to burn. An inflammable liquid is one that can burn. An unalienable right is a right that is unalienable. It cannot be alienated. It cannot be aliened. It cannot be leaned away. It cannot be taken away. An inalienable right can be taken away through the operation of law. There is a difference. Our founders were aware of it. And yet, we see this use of inalienable right throughout the Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations. We see this inalienable use all the time. Even in the internet radio community, people misspeak and say inalienable rights. It's unalienable or unalienable, but we could get into what is an alien, too. In this, instead of regarding all rights as created by civil government and law, he inverts Hobbes' position in that respect. It therefore follows that Locke's political system can scarcely be separated from the notion of an original compact, whereas it is possible to state the substance of Hobbes' views without having resort to the fiction of a contract at all. The great merit of Locke's political theory lies in his denial that sovereignty can exist anywhere except in the community as a whole. Res publica. In a republic. Not a democracy, but a republic. In a republic, all the power remains with the people. Not the community. We're going to start advancing this community, commune, communalism, communitarianism, and all that. No. With the people. This is the original and supreme will which organizes the government and defines its just powers. Thus, Locke conceives democracy rather as a spirit than as a form of government. It's a mental construct, more so than a form of government. But what is a constitution? As Aristotle said, in a republic, the constitution is the government. It's a piece of paper, just like Jorge said. Surround it in brass and put it under glass and put it in a shrine someplace. As Thomas Paine said, place it on a pillow and put a crown upon it, because in this country, such as we don't oppose monarchies in other lands, here the Constitution is the king, our form of government. Locke conceives democracy rather as a spirit than as a form of government. It is compatible with almost any variety of institutions, so long as it is recognized that the rulers are the trustees of the people, a trust, who delegate their powers to them. We need to look at our business law again, the laws of trusts. Find out more about that and how that all works together so that we can understand not only who we are, but whose we are and whose we are not. Unlike the great French philosopher Rousseau, and boy, you need to read his stuff, whom he in part anticipated and who denied that the supreme will could be represented any more than it could be alienated. Very important little part there. Rousseau denied that the supreme will could be represented. It's so very important for us to understand that as we try to restore a constitutionally limited republican form of representation, representative government, the challenge of understanding correctly and identifying what is representative government. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So during the break, I took advantage of the pause there and went to the Bible. Here I've got in front of me my King James Version Study Bible, the Gospel according to John, where we find the words in John 1. This way, on this wise, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Word, Logos. Important to understand that concept. But in addition to that, in consideration of what Locke has attempted here and what he's actually done in this two treatises, the first one is a refutation of the divine writers, Sir Robert Filmer being the focal point of the first treatise, who has taken, he's made private interpretation of Scripture to justify the divine right of kings to rule. And the purpose of the email bringing Locke's work to my attention, I have been spending a lot of time, and I do, with Thomas Hobbes, when I say that I don't want to shoot my way down to the post office and then shoot my way down to the grocery, shoot my way over to the gas station, fill up my truck with diesel, and then shoot my way all the way back home again. This is the All Men at War Against All Men, John Hobbs, call for government and order, order out of chaos, order ab kill. And there's a lot of wisdom to that, that plea. But with Hobbes, and I do like his writing, just to tell you the truth, I like his writing a whole lot better than I have so far liked Locke. I think that John Hobbes is a deeper writer. I like the deepy stuff. I like to wade in there with my chest waders on rather than walking around wearing rubber duck shoes. But nevertheless, from a philosophical standpoint, I think that there is merit to this concept of Locke. And so what I'll attempt to do, as the emailer requested, was to lay these out side by side. And as a matter of fact, this book is going to make it a little easier because we'll be able to include Robert Filmer and his idea of the divine right to rule. You know, you got all these people out there kissing rings on the fish hat boy. And people, you know, bowing and curtsying and acting like fools in front of the queen. And then you've got all the step and fetchets in front of the multi-generational illumined ones that run our country. Is there a divine right to rule? I think not. Is it more along and more in keeping with what Locke has asserted? I think so. But we'll look into it all in the days coming ahead. There's no hurry here. I would encourage everybody to get involved locally. Don't let any more of these elections go by where you are, where 5 or 10 or 12 people are the only votes that were cast, and maybe you have a family that large. Doesn't require an inordinate amount of your time to participate in government, but participatory government is exactly the kind of government that Locke and the others envisioned. It's a government of the people. And if we don't step up, others will. And that's how our country was brought low. This whole idea of representation, so vitally important for us to understand, to energize within the established two-party political system. And as I say, whether you have to weld your nostrils closed for the stench and go into the room backwards, throwing salt over your shoulder and waving a willow wand to keep all of the voodoo heathens off your spirit. We need to energize and we need to speak truth to power. We need to become vocal local and just say no to the globalist overthrow of our nation, our people. The theory proved admirably suited to the practical policies of the 18th and the 19th centuries. Again, back to our introduction. It came to America not only to provide the basic ideas put forward in justification of the revolution, but also to supply a formula by which written constitutions could be worked out. You see, this formula is mirrored in the writings of Henry M. Robert in Robert's Rules of Order, where he sets out a system by which you can write bylaws for your group. If you want to go down that formal route, and I recommend that you do, just so that you use parliamentary procedure in your meetings, so that you become conversant and versed in it, so that you can use Robert's Rules of Order as the sword of defense at those times that you need it, and a sword of offense on those days that you need that. We have a system. We operate inside of a system. Is it going to collapse just because we're having an economic collapse? No. I don't believe it will. Some say that in 20 years you won't be able to recognize America. There may be truth to that, but I would bet you, I would be willing to put a large wager on this, that there will be government. And as I said, it's going to either be a government of our choosing, or it's going to be a government that others choose for us. Choose your poison. The formation, back to the intro here, the formation or alteration of a constitution proved to be identical with an act of revolution. We've got the Thai protesters over there, red flags and all. putting together their people's radio station and their people's website, spewing out hate. They hate the dictator there. Well, maybe there's a good reason for hating the dictator. I don't think it's kind of like jumping out of the fire, out of the frying pan into the fire when you get in behind all the red flags and the red shirts. But from dictator to unelected boards and councils, I don't think that's a proper solution. That's why we need to read a little bit so that we're not swept away with every changing wind of doctrine. Standing out on the street corner someplace shouting when we need to be seated at a table inside the building getting something accomplished. Nothing more was necessary to establish Locke's theory as a working hypothesis in the development of constitutional government. So I look forward to studying this little book and studying it very carefully. Because now that I have a copy in my hand and having spent as many years as I have looking at all the founding documents, it makes me scratch my head why I didn't pursue this one a little bit deeper. Largely it's because of misdirection. I have two university level college textbooks, one on political science and one on philosophy. And neither of them, all of the excerpts that I've read from Locke, neither of them really instilled in me a desire to study Locke. But I can see that it's necessary to do so. We'll do that on this broadcast in the days and weeks ahead. Let's go over here quickly and pick up just a little bit of the civil government, the very first business here on this. In the last moment or two of the broadcast, what do we have? 2 minutes. There's plenty of time. This is book two, an essay concerning the original, the true original extent and the end of civil government. That's a very typical phrase for writers of this time, the true original extent and the end of civil government. We'll find that in the writings of Francis Hutcheson when we study more about the happiness principle. But here, chapter one, it having been shown in the foregoing discourse, firstly, that Adam had not either by natural right of fatherhood or by positive donation from God any such authority over his children nor dominion over the world as is pretended. Second, that if he had, his heirs yet had no right to it. And third, that if his heirs had, there being no law of nature nor positive law of God that determines which is the right heir in all cases that may arise, the right of succession and consequently of bearing rule could not have been certainly determined. And Netanyahu, with all of his nuclear armaments, flying in the face of the Natura Carta, Rabbi Yisrael Weiss, and others who claim that according to their faith, Judaism, that this illegitimate box of rocks on Club Med on the Dead Sea, the shores of the Dead Sea, that's appropriate, has no legitimacy, neither in their religion nor in law nor in fact. Well, have a good weekend. Get out and enjoy the sunshine if you can. A little gardening, a little lawn mowing. That's on my plate. We'll see you all again right back here again on Monday. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Yeah.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.